In September 2021, Sergio Mejia had a party with a very special guest. Doug Ford went to the fundraiser at the developer's Hamilton area mansion and gave a speech, according to information from two sources who were there. At the event, Mejia talked to Ford about removing greenbelt land owned by the developer, his firm at the time said. Just over a year later, the developer got his wish. The premier says he doesn't remember any of it. The event took place on September 20, 2021, about a year before Ford's housing minister's chief of staff embarked on his mission of selecting land to remove from the greenbelt. The premier has maintained he wasn't involved in the process, nor did he select properties himself, and only found out which specific lands were picked for removal a few days before his cabinet signed off on the plan. Asked on Tuesday about the 2021 party, Ford said, "I can't remember that, but I do talk to thousands of people throughout the year with great ideas." Urban Solutions, which Mejia co-founded and recently retired from, said in a statement on Tuesday that he and Ford spoke briefly about later removed greenbelt land. But it was nothing new, Urban Solutions said in a statement on Tuesday. It was only the latest in a multi-year effort, asking both the previous government and Mr. Ford's government to rectify what we and Hamilton Council felt was a mistake. Urban Solutions' statement reaffirms what one of its employees wrote to an assistant of Ford's in an email a couple of months after the September 20, 2021 party, summarizing a discussion the premier and Mejia had on that date about removing properties on 50 Road in Hamilton from the greenbelt. Mejia part owns 50 road lands removed from the greenbelt last year. The parties agreed to pursue the request as it was in keeping with the province's objectives of aiding municipalities in providing much-needed housing, Scott Beattie, the Urban Solutions employee, wrote in a November 15, 2021 email, which Mejia was copied on. Beattie's November 15, 2021 email also references a discussion he and Ford's assistant had about the property and provided supporting materials, including some from the city of Hamilton. During the investigation leading to his August 30 Greenbelt report, Integrity Commissioner J. David Wake questioned Ford and Mejia about their relationship with one another. Ford said he was not immediately familiar with Mr. Mejia, but it is possible he has met him, the commissioner's August 30 report said. He said he had no recollection of meeting him, having any telephone or other conversations with him about the greenbelt, or communicating to any staff about Mr. Mejia. Mejia, meanwhile, told Wake he and Ford had met, about six times, including, maybe two to three times, in 2022. These meetings were at functions, like annual PC party events, Mejia told Wake. The commissioner wrote that Mejia does not believe he talked to Premier Ford about the greenbelt at these events, and that it was usually a handshake and hello. One time Mejia recalled meeting Ford was at a fundraiser the developer said he hosted for PCMPP Donna Skelly in September 2021, which the Trillium has confirmed was the September 20 party at his house. Ford prorogued Ontario's parliament just over a week before the event amid the final stretch of that year's federal election campaign. The fundraiser Mejia hosted on September 20 was the same day as the federal election. About 50 to 70 people attended the event, Mejia told the Integrity Commissioner. Tickets were $1,200, benefiting the PCs, an archived version of the PC party's website shows. Mejia told Wake that Ford briefly stopped by the event. The party was held at Manch's house in Ancaster, which records under his wife's name and online images show as a multi-million dollar home that's one of the larger and more secluded ones in the suburb. The then mayor and other local representatives attended a fundraiser for the PC party in September of 2021 at Mr. Manch's home, Urban Solutions said in its statement on Tuesday. Asked on Tuesday if he lied to Wake about his recollection of the 2021 fundraiser, Ford said, "I have the utmost respect for the Integrity Commissioner and the job he does and I'm always there to assist him any way I can, and I'll continue to assist him." Mejia had for years tried to get the 50 road land removed from the greenbelt. His various recent attempts were catalogued in the Integrity Commissioner's report. In August 2022, Ryan Amato, the then chief of staff to the housing minister who led the land selection process, said in a text to a colleague that the premier needs to stop calling Mankia. Wake's report notes. Wake asked Mankia about any personal phone calls he had with the premier. Mankia said he couldn't recall any. On Tuesday, Urban Solutions said Ford has called Mr. Mankia a few times over the years, but on each occasion, it was only to briefly thank him for his support. In none of those calls did they ever discuss planning issues, the company said. In the summer of 2022, weeks before Amato's work to pick land to remove from the Greenbelt kicked into high gear, Mankia bought four $150 tickets to Ford's daughter's Stag and Doe from Tony Mealy, chair of the PC party's fundraising arm, Wake wrote in a report his office recently published about the August 11, 2022 pre-wedding celebration that Ford hosted at his house. Mankia didn't attend, he told Wake, instead giving the tickets to his colleague, Matt Johnston. Johnston said he went, met the premier, shook his hand, said a quick hello and had no other conversation, wrote the integrity commissioner in his earlier Greenbelt report. Mankia also told Wake that he's organized fundraisers for the PC party for three decades, and supported Ontario's Liberals and NDP in other ways as well. On top of hosting fundraisers, Mankia has donated nearly $16,000 to the PC party, riding associations, and Hamilton area candidates Skelly and Neil Lumsden since 2014, Elections Ontario's donor database shows. Lumsden told reporters at Queen's Park on Tuesday that he didn't attend Manch's September 20, 2021, party. The Ford government is in the process of returning lands it removed from the Greenbelt. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police are investigating whether there was any criminal element leading to the Greenbelt changes. With files from Jessica Smith Cross. This story was updated at 4:07 p.m. to include a statement from Urban Solutions.